Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Yeah, welcome along, folks, to another Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. Where, to be honest, I mean, this people genuinely don't believe this, right? But every time we do one of these,
yes,
it is as much a voyage of discovery for us.
Oh, big time.
As it is for any listener.
I don't know what's going on.
Everybody assumes that when anybody in this business, right? If you're doing something, you set about it with an idea of what you're doing.
No, I've never been into that. It's never ended well. You know, the best way to avoid disappointment is to have no expectation. I think, and then everything's a surprise then after that, you know.
But it is genuinely. I mean, we don't, like, there's not even, you know, the way this works is we finish doing the radio show and on a certain day we jump into doing the podcast.
Yes.
But there's no element of, like, what are we doing in the podcast?
No, and I will say the times we have done that, there hasn't really worked, you know. We've had stuff where we got content. Oh, look, here's a story about a man who can fit a lemon in his bottom or whatever. And we're like, and it just feels contrived and weird.
Yeah.
This is like where, you know, we shoot the shit and get real. Jim, this is where it all goes down.
Yeah.
This is the stuff you don't say on the show. Because those bozos in the broadcasting standards can't touch us, motherfuckers, here. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, because actually, to be honest with you, what it does provide is, it is the release valve.
It is, very
for your
much so.
For your swearing compulsion.
Yeah.
Like, most people who know PJ, but even from an audience perspective, in terms of your live shows and stuff like that, most people are amazed.
Ooh, I cursed a lot on
that
stage.
We get through 4 hours every day.
I am always, you know.
Absolutely effing and blinding.
Oh, without a bollocks, a fuck, a fart or a tit. You know, it's very hard, to be honest, it really is, you know, especially when that's in my regular life, you know. Like,
that's what I'm saying, but anybody who knows you either personally or even, as I say, from your live shows, must think, it must be like you holding in a fart for 4 hours.
It is,
Not having to F or blind at something.
And I think that's sort of how, there's a weird release goes on, like, and you'll know this since I met you, like, if I get hurt or walk into a door or something bad happens, it's a random string of expletives, like, so I'll, like, go poof, and then I'll be like, ah, fuck ass tit bollocks shit bang, fuck tit, fuck ass knee cut, fucking shit bastard.
Yeah, you know,
and it sort of comes all,
and that's just when you've dropped something.
Yeah, and then I'll be there going, gee, now I have to bend down and pick it up, you know.
Yeah,
ass my tit floosh me hole and yes.
Yeah. Like, it is a genuine surprise to me.
Time. Yeah,
that,
I know.
Like, and in fairness, in the years that we've been doing shows,
I think, of course, now a couple of times.
Yeah, but it's only, I mean, maybe two over the entire whatever number of years it is.
Yes, yeah.
Where you've come out with an old expletive.
Yeah, there was one where I shouted, "Let him fucking die!" And that got us into trouble.
Bear in mind, right? Let him fucking die.
Yeah.
Right. Might have been, there could have been a different context to that. It mightn't have been the sweary bit. That's shouting, let somebody die.
No, I was saying it as an act of mercy. You know, with the story we were talking about.
There could be a number of reasons that got a complaint.
And there was another one where I cursed twice on the same show and the paper printed the wrong one that I apologised for. So that'll tell you there was a problem there.
There was that double whammy. Yeah.
There was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
you were like that old gag about, you know, fuck. Oh, shit, did I say fuck? Bollocks. Oh, bollocks. Then why am I saying bollocks again?
Yeah, I said fuck. And on the air. And later on in the show, I called someone a bastard. And I apologised for the F.
Right.
But then the paper says,
why have you suddenly gone coy and said to her, saying, I apologise for the F?
I'm suddenly more self-aware than I normally am. You know, I'm suddenly a bit more aware.
I would like to apologise for having said fuck on the radio. F on
but
the radio.
But isn't that it?
No, I said fuck on the radio. Oh, F. I've said fuck.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to come on the radio and say, I'm so sorry I said fuck, not bastard. Bastard, I'm not sorry for bastard. Because that man I said was a bastard, he is. Whereas the other one I apologise for.
Wow.
Do you ever
have to censor yourself? Just out of curiosity, right? So you do it on the show, I know that. There's things, like, for example, and that's the other thing that we've had to do on the show is we've had to invent replacements So you say fart a lot.
I say fart,
where you really want to say fart.
That's my expletive.
Yeah.
You know, where I can express myself without getting in trouble,
And it's like whenever we have to talk about riding and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever there's a sex kind of reference, you've created indoor camping.
Love aerobics.
Amoratics.
Amoratics.
So you've had to replace your swear words with other words.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of euphemisms.
You're like an addict who's kind of, you know, replaced the hard stuff with...
Yeah. It's my methadone.
It's my
not as bad drug. But still one I can't give up entirely, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely like that. And it happens in life all the time. Kelly, I never really noticed it as much. What kills Kelly about Ireland is how casual Ireland can be in the right circumstances. Like
about what, swearing?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, well, anything really, but swearing, yeah. Like, so we go to the doctors and Kelly approaches everything like an American and, you know, she's very official, right? So we go to the doctors and she'll be there going, can I get an appointment for my babies for like June? They need to get their vaccinations, whatever. And if you approach someone like that in Ireland, they'll go, yeah, that's June is.
Yeah,
you know, and she'll say June thing. And then I'll go, oh, here, you don't have anything before that because we're going on holidays and whatever. And she'll go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And she'll go, you know something, I'll get you in the May. And I go, fucking, that'd be deadly. And Kelly be like, fucking deadly? In a doctor's office? Yeah. You know,
you're talking to a person in work.
And the casualness kills her. And it kills Kelly that you get more done
right
in this country being casual than you do being official. It kills her.
You know,
like the baby's passport.
So playing by she prefers to play by the rules.
Yeah, yeah. She's
and
there, like,
feels that you should be rewarded by playing by
exactly.
the rules.
Exactly.
Whereas you,
she's like, here's all the necessary information.
You're
I
a backdoor merchant, if ever there was one.
Whereas I ring up and go, sorry, what's your name? She goes, Sarah. I was the PJ here. Come here, listen.
Yeah. You might remember me from.
I'm actually fucked with this at the minute. I can't fill out this form, you know.
Yeah.
And she'll go on, talk me through it there, and then that'll drive her mad. You know, she can't. Because in America, you can't ring up and go, what's your name? And you go, Bradley Silver. And you go, all right, Brad, good to have you.
Yeah.
Come here. See that fucking question? I'm not going to answer that. What would you write down? And he'll go, it's not about me, sir. I'll be like, yeah, but what would you write down, you know?
You know yourself.
You know,
I'm afraid I don't know myself.
Well, you
sir.
Do. If you were going to incriminate yourself, but you didn't want to, what would you fucking write, Brad? You know, she can't. It kills her to death.
Because it is a very maybe it's not a unique Irish trait, but there is definitely that thing that Irish people, right? Both in terms of the approach from your side and theirs, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you sort of, you know, if you play to their strengths,
yes.
If you go in,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
If you go in with the kind of listen. You're an expert.
Yeah, you're
obviously very intelligent.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have risen to the position you're in now.
I don't know what's going on here.
Whereas me now, I'm a bit of a tick.
And yeah.
They'll immediately adopt the kind of, okay, it's no big deal. Leave it with me.
Yeah,
here's what we
I'll
do.
I'll help you out.
Whereas in other places, they go, well, I'm afraid you're going to have to, I don't know, consult with your solicitor.
If you look up the website, it has all the information you need.
Yeah.
That you can go, so you can get a friend to help you. You know, whatever. Yeah, but here, yeah, you go in and, like, you know, even if it's a driving license, right? I didn't fill it out. Why? I don't know what to write.
Yeah.
And then I go, Brown, give us it.
Yeah. Ireland is the one place where you'd expect to have a situation where somebody would go to like a dole office or whatever, and they'd say to him, "You were supposed to be here for a meeting on Wednesday." Yeah. No. Oh, sorry about that, but I was doing a bit of work. You know yourself.
I was at work. Yeah. I did a bit of work.
But you're drawing unemployment benefit. Yeah. No. I know. I only do the odd nixers here and there. So anyway, so you wouldn't just. Like, scratch that, put us in for Thursday because I've no job on Thursday.
And your man behind the counter's going, oh, don't blame
me. Right, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Ireland's the only country in the world, I remember Des Bishop saying this, it's true, where you can call in sick to work and say you have a hangover. You know,
yeah.
I was out last night, I'm sorry, I can't come in. I'll be useless. I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked now. Jerry, I'm wanked. I can't do it. I'm fucking. I was getting sick there and all on my suit trousers and everything.
Yeah.
And your boss will go, oh, come here. Sure, I nearly didn't come in myself. I'm fucked as well. Stay where you are. I'll get Harry to do it.
Yeah.
You know, Harry doesn't even drink. He'd be grand. He won't mind, you know. It's different.
We're unique in that regard.
And I know that's changing. I know that is changing.
There's a bit more of the officialdom coming in.
Yeah, and it's for the best. Well,
but do you ever, on the swearing thing,
do
you ever, outside of having to be on the radio, do you ever sense yourself? Are you ever in an environment where you think, I better try and button me lip here now with the F's and B's and C's and D's and E's and F's and all.
Am I? Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
I'm quite obviously from that reaction. The answer's no. You just let go no matter where you are.
Well, when I first met Kelly's parents, I was a bit reserved because I know all they knew about me was I was in a mental hospital and I had a fight with Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
So I was like, I better put on a bit of
To be honest with you, I don't think after hearing that, I don't think you swearing was going to come as much of a shock.
Yeah. So if they met me and I was like, how's it going, you fucking agents? You know, it would have been a bit. So yeah, so that was like that. And
look, and I can take the fact that he was in a mental institution and he was fighting with like this crazy kind of, you know, MMA guy or whatever. Yeah. But if he's going to use that potty mouth.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't have that language in my house, you know. So there was a bit of that.
Because, like, you know that thing when you were a kid?
But generally, I don't know.
Do you remember when you were a kid and the first time you kind of swore in front of your parents?
I do, yeah.
Did you get into trouble for it?
Yeah, I did, because my mom was one of those mas where she'd walk around and go, oh, that's fucking thing and that bastard and yoke and I can't believe, oh, what that's after. You're after breaking the fucking remote. And then I'd say, yeah, what a bastard. And she goes, I won't have bad language in my house. She'd be like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a hypocrite in that situation.
We don't use bad language in this house, you little
fucker.
Get the fuck out. I'd be like, right, huh? Yeah, it was a bit like that, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Actually, two things I can't remember, among many things, is one is I can't remember when. I don't remember if there was ever a reaction the first time I swore in front of my own folks.
Yeah.
And likewise with my own lads. I can't remember the first time that they. It probably wouldn't have bothered me. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if they were six or something. But
And they were walking around the streets going, all right, motherfucker!
It doesn't stick in my head as a moment or whatever. But.
Yeah, yeah. I my elfella didn't curse, really. He would the odd time.
Funny enough, neither did
my dad.
Dad didn't. That's an interesting one.
And my dad had all these euphemisms that he would use instead of cursing. You know, that's absolutely cat blue. After that, look at that moping Joseph over there. At the state of him. Balubus, this whole thing is gone.
A moping Joseph. I'd love to know if that was a euphemism for.
He said that a lot of loads of people. Look at this moping Joseph. State of him. He's like a bag of wool walking around.
A bag of wool.
Yeah, you say all these things.
I have to say, as abuse goes, it's not overly harsh, is it?
Not really.
Yeah, bag of wool. Yeah. What's he mean by that?
What he regularly called me was, he says, "Do you know what? You're going around like a shit shite in a swing swong." He used to say that all the time. And I to this day,
that's as hardcore as it got.
I've no idea what that is. You're going around like a shit shite in a swing swong. The stadium, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
bizarrely, I get it. I look at you now and I think, yeah, funny enough.
Yeah, if I, it'll be great if that's what's on my grave. Here lies a shit shite in a swing swong.
I will make that happen. If I can just hang on in there long enough, I will make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that now.
A shit shite in a swing.
I'll see if it means anything.
Yeah.
You know,
because he had loads of,
I'm trying to think of all of them. But
like when we were kids, that generation of our parents and stuff, the swearing thing would, like, it did categorise you.
Oh, it did.
There was
people,
like, you know. It was genuinely, it was like something you associated with, I don't know, dockers or something. Or people would refer to it as, don't be using that. What did they used to call it? That language. It was like that. It was the exclusive element of, like, you know, hardcore men working down the mines.
When I got my first tattoo, my ma said, they're only for madmen and hooers. And I was like,
wow,
what?
Which one were you? It turned out to be both.
Both of them. Yeah. Madmen and hooers. It's unbelievable. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On that subject, ma, I've got something to tell you.
I'm joining the Navy.
That was it. It was like naval language, but it was the swap they used
there
to call
was, it.
There was something like that.
There was a ship thing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That was associated
with... I was going to say the language of the seas, but that's not it. Because that's far too... That sounds very like romantic almost.
I know, yeah.
Ah, there's Jim McCabe, Captain Jim, who speaks the language of the seas. Good evening, Jim. Yes, go fuck yourself. I'm like a shit shite to swing swong. Get onto me boat and stay afloat, you pack of wankers. Arr, eat me fish fingers. It's not exactly glorious. It's not lovely, is it? Yeah, yeah. So,
the language of the sea.
The language of the sea, yeah. Oh, I think they're going to call it that from now on. Yeah, some mouth on him, isn't he? It really is the language of the sea, isn't it?
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Right, listen, let's give you a few of the bits and pieces that we did during the week on the show. We were... What were we talking about? Oh, all sorts of stuff about.
Yeah.
With a celebration of something that, based on the fact that PJ has joined yet another club, he's a fierce man for joining things.
Love it.
He loves a good club.
I do. I'd lose contact with all my male friends if I didn't have a reason. I need a reason to meet people.
And
his
latest one, I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, was the Dull Man's Club.
The Dull Man's
Club. It's a Facebook club currently.
Currently, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
If anyone could actually be motivated to do anything other than sharpen their lawnmower blades.
So we ended up talking about the Dull Club and all that goes with it. Also, something that is less to PJ's taste, DIY made an appearance on the show. But I have to say, in this instance, I mean, if this is DIY, then I don't know how we have tradesmen.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if there's people out there doing this kind of stuff as DIY,
they're out of their minds.
Out of their minds. Dating was on the agenda. What were we talking about with dating?
It wasn't dating. No. It was the 3 tips to have a sexier voice.
That's
you know, how
what
to get
was.
A good date with a sexy voice. That's what it was.
It was coaching a sexy voice.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
this.
Something that was, PJ put it to the test. Woo!
I'll tell you, old Barry Shite over here.
Barry Shite in a swing. So
Barry Shite.
And also, then we did the Actually, we had a bit of a nostalgia moment during the week talking about sweets. And I tell you something, man. Honestly, wait till you hear the level of knowledge the great PJ Gallagher has.
Oh, I tell you.
When it comes to a childish
sweet. An aficionado. Yeah, which should be a name of a sweet, actually.
Have a listen. Sorry about that snort there. Have a listen and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
For many years on the show, over the years, we have celebrated. A lot of the stories do tend to appear on the front pages of British regional newspapers, right? But they seem to just somehow glorify the most mundane.
Well,
of things.
Yeah, and we have celebrated very often the dull men of the world on this show. The petrol station enthusiast, the man who wanted to take a picture of every park bench in his area.
That's
the
right.
The man who used every parking space in his local supermarket and drew a map of the areas
and
ticked them off one by one. Then his mother got a disability pass and he was delighted because he could then legally use the ones... that was disabled.
Specifically for
disabled. Which he never would have done before because he hadn't got permission.
There was the man who wanted to sit on every seat on his commute to work. He wanted to sit on every seat on his bus.
Yeah, but he got very upset because he lost his job. He changed his job before he had the opportunity to do it. And he was wondering, is it worthwhile to just continue using the bus anyway? Until all the seats had been sat in
Brilliant.
At some stage.
And
you know?
It turns out that all of this celebration of the truly boring and dull has led PJ to finally taken the leap.
I've joined a club. I've joined the Dull Men's Club and I've never felt so at home in my life.
This is not a wind-up. This is genuine. PJ actively, he has actually joined it.
I have joined the Dull Men's Club. They have a great Facebook page. I would recommend anybody go on there and have a look at the sort of content that we are frequenting between each other at the moment.
So how do you join it? What do you do? What's the qualification for getting in, or do you just ask?
No, well, you ask and then you'll receive a mail and the mail will say... it wants your name, it wants your promise that you will observe the guidelines of not
what
trying
are the
to
guidelines?
Be... Don't be overstimulating, you know, don't be coming on now, giving it all loads, and don't be putting up firework videos. Or, like, it's about the small things of the day. And then it asks you, can you please tell me one dull thing about yourself as a means of qualification? I told him I have 3 pairs of shorts I really look forward to wearing every summer. That was enough.
God, you were lucky. I tell you, you were skirting close to the wind on that one, weren't you?
I was.
In fairness, because, you know, the idea of shorts, that could have been considered as overstimulating.
Well, this is it. And if you would like me to, let me just check the old Facebook forum here of the Dull Men's Club, give you an example of some of the content they would be using. So, great question up there today. Thunder only happens when it's raining, says Fleetwood Mac. Actually, it's fundamentally and factually incorrect. Is there any others in songs you would be aware of? To which the reply was... Actually, Bat Out of Hell couldn't possibly be true, as there is currently no conclusive proof that hell is a place. And we have quite a lot of evidence to show where bats genuinely come from. That's unusual.
Brilliant.
So there you go. Also, a man says, I love my dog. I presume you do too. I've just realised that my hat actually fits my dog. Unfortunately, I haven't taken a photograph. Then there's...
That is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
So this is the level of exchange that you get. And is it only on Facebook? Is there any actual interaction?
Do you
meet up or anything?
There is upper echelons. Well, you can organise a meet-up if you want. There was a bit of scandal last
week,
though.
That might be considered too stimulating.
There was a bit of scandal last week, though, because there's a lot of women in the Dull Men's group. And one man made a very good point. He said there's an awful lot of women here posting and everything as well. Nothing against women, but if we were truly that dull, women would have no interest in us. And I remember when dull men were literally ignored by women. And he said, I don't know if it's a positive or a negative now.
Wow.
And then one man made a good point. He said women are capable of being as equally dull as men.
Fair point.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm sure there's some out there.
No, because anyway, a dull man is a happy man.
Well,
a dull man is a happy man. Bear with me on this. When a man looks for excitement in his life when he is unfulfilled, when a man is suddenly fulfilled, has happy with his lot, he stops looking beyond his front garden. Look at Jim McCabe as a Hoover enthusiast.
I'm not a Hoover enthusiast, right? I just appreciate the finer things in life.
Yeah, like electric vacuum cleaners.
Cordless ones.
Yeah. And then, you know...
That have proper displays and everything.
Jim's idea of going out is going to the pub he can't see from his house. It's the one around the corner.
That's if it's far, yeah. That's when I'm going out.
Weather depending.
I go to the one at the end of the village.
The end of the village, yeah. You know,
I've told you before. Anyway, I'm not embarrassed about this. I will embrace pottering.
Oh, I know.
Pottering will be one of the great joys of my life when retirement finally comes, and I cannot wait. Pottering is ultimately what your club is set up all about.
That's what you
want in life. True pottering is true happiness.
It is. There's actually a question just gone up. If anyone could help us get the answer to this. How do they make the triangle shape at the side of toilet papers in hotels? I've tried many times. I can never really get it to the exact angle. Do they dip it into water or lick their fingers? I don't know. I'll figure that out for you, man.
And you said it wasn't stimulating. What are you talking about?
How do I make a peanut butter sandwich? Do you butter the bread as well as use the peanut butter? Never really thought about it before. It's like bananas. I'm never sure when to do that either. If someone could help.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
This and more available on the Dull Man's Club Facebook page.
Yeah, and a guy called, Andrew. He's on his way driving to Wales in 2 weeks. Really looking forward to it.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
To be fair to you, as you've said many times in this show,
you don't
take on the big DIY thing.
No.
Despite the fact that you hosted a DIY show, the big DIY challenge.
Yeah, so I have first-hand experience in my own incompetence. I know how little it is achievable in the real world. You know, like there's a reason tradespeople have to spend a minimum of 4 years... you know, studying and working and all of that before they're let at them on their own.
Allegedly.
And this is what they say. And even then, yeah, you're right. Some of them are brutal. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And now they're saying, like, they've listed the DIY jobs in the newspaper that we skip because we're afraid of causing a disaster in our own home.
Okay.
And every one of these jobs, you should skip. I'm sorry, but, like, fitting windows is in it. What absolute... lunatic of epic proportions walks into a window shop and says, I'll take them and them and them. And they'll say, well, be down with them. You'll be going nowhere. I'm doing it. I'll fit them.
That's a scale above DIY now.
Is he?
If you're fitting your own windows, you know, you're not your average DIYer.
No, you're not. And then it has like asbestos removal.
What?
Asbestos removal.
Surely that specialist. You can't just wander in.
You can't just hold your breath when you walk into the house and then throw it down and take a deep breath in
asbestos
and go again.
Asbestos removal.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
like, you should never do this on your own. This is not DIY.
And
it
if you
not.
Are trying to do it, you should be allowed.
Exactly, yeah. Imagine, it's grand. I did it for years. Oh, that's a gave up the smokes there a few years.
So they're implying that this list are people going, I'll just leave that one just in case.
I want to push that up.
As though it's just kind of
as if it's like wiring a plug or Putting up a shelf.
Painting
the skirting boards. Yeah, they're making it out like none of these things. Believe it or not, it actually has foundation repairs on this. Don't go under your house for any reason.
None of these.
Stay over the floor.
Fall under. That'd be like saying that rewiring your house fell under like DIY or
it's
something.
In it.
What?
I'm not even joking. It's on. I swear to God, it's on the list. I swear to God.
That's a DIY.
I swear to God, it's on the list.
As a DIY job?
Yeah. Electrical maintenance and house rewiring is on the list, yeah.
How in the name of God? That's not DIY.
I remember I tried to rewire a fella's garage and every time you turned off the light, the fridge went off in his house. And I have no idea how that happened. I have no idea
and
how that
And I mean,
happened.
You worked in
and
electrical
related... And I
electrocuted
the mouse somehow. Because it went, yeah.
Electrocuted what?
A mouse, yeah. Because when the electrician came to fix it, he opened up the little box, the power, and there was a dead mouse in it. Poor fella was blowing up. Maybe that was why the fridge wasn't working. It was a mouse conductor, yeah. I know. Yeah.
But even by your standards, they're out of order. You can't be taking that on.
Ah, no, that's, you
imagine,
can't.
Imagine there are lads out there who are like that. Somebody saying, God, we're going to have to get an electrician in, you know, to whatever.
What was it?
What are you talking
about? Spoofers. I wouldn't let them near the house.
But you've only got one screwdriver.
What do you mean? That's the problem. They come down here like, acting like Arthur C. screwdriver hands. And it's all for show.
Acting like who? Arthur C. screwdriver hands. I'd love to meet him. What a tradesman he is.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now, if you are somebody who decided that you wanted to be, well, I mean, I know Valentine's has gone, but we are still sort of celebrating it with the Martin Gear Jewellers giveaway. And part of that, we did say, look, you know, do let us know if you're intending to propose, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with it being a leap year, you know, if you think this might be the year to do it, let us know. But when it comes to doing it, PJ.
When it comes to doing it.
You want to make sure you kind of deliver it the right way.
Oh, listen to this. Like Jim says, you don't want to stumble all over. You don't want to injure yourself, you know. And Bonnie Gabriel is a dating coach, right? And anyone with the name Bonnie Gabriel couldn't be wrong.
Of course.
And Bonnie Gabriel is saying it's all about the voice. It's all about the voice. Everybody wants to sound a little bit sexier than they already
do. Especially delivering a proposal.
So how do you sound sexy? How do you do it? Three easy steps by all accounts.
Okay.
So.
I'm writing this down.
Number one is go deep, right? When you speak from a deeper range of your voice, you signal to the listener that you're calm, you're comfortable, connected to your body, that you're assured in the gymnastics of love, right? You should exercise by humming and you should move the vibrations into your chest when you speak.
Wow.
Right?
Into your chest.
Yeah, and that, and so.
If you go like that there, right there, so now.
I can feel it. I can actually feel it.
So if you talk like that there, you're much more likely to get a yes from your proposal, right?
So you have to use that accent.
Well, I'm just using the accent that comes out when I try to go deep.
So you talk, right?
Down there.
So I'm going to will you marry me? 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 Will you marry me?
And then it says.
That could be quite a proposal.
Well, I'm just practicing. Oh, well, anyway, that's only the first
step. Okay, right. So, okay, that's just step one. So go.
So,
will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Right.
So, step two is speak low, right? Oh, so I was doing it wrong. So don't be
low, as in volume.
Volume,
or...
yeah. Okay. So it's not...
So will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Wow.
Go on and give us an old wedding.
Now it's starting to sound actually a little bit scary. It's actually getting a bit frightening now.
Go on and give us an old wedding day. On your order.
So that's speak low, because if speaking low... It says you're...
So not too loud,
you're signaling
but keep
sensual attractions. You're stirring similar feelings in your partner. It says, you know... Also, resonate and vibrate. So sort of make the words longer so that they vibrate. So say...
This should be interesting. Right, so you now remember deep and low.
Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Who's going to say yes to that?
Go on and give us a wedding day. Yeah, God, kiss me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
I can't see it.
I have to say, I don't know if we're representing it as well as maybe we could do, but...
I think that's it. That's literally everything he said. He says, yeah.
Okay,
you can activate the resonators.
Deep, low, and resonant.
Yeah. See, the word bumblebee is a great word to use to practice, he says.
Are you not just going to come off sounding like him? I don't know, the devil in one of those... Will you marry me?
No, because you're not thinking of, you know, you're not thinking of amoratic explorations. So right. You have to do the sort of like, yeah. So it's like it's a...
I just realised.
I can't do it.
Just
I'm only making noise.
It sounds like the perfect proposal would be from the... from the dirty elven. That's what it sounds like.
Actually, what is it?
Here's a bit. Look at this.
Here, did I grab you by the short and
there you go.
Ooh.
Sounds like the dirty elf.
Yeah, it's
had
got all the resonance.
Oh, you big dirty bumblebee. We'd love to poke your wings.
Wow.
Give you something you'd never
somebody says PJ sounds as creepy as Georgie Burgess. How are you, Sheridan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're bang on with the dirty elf. That's it.
Come on, you're now and give us an hour bit of a Marion.
There's Rage say basically the impression of the canary on the carbon monoxide ad. That's true. Paul, what's his name? What was his character? What, it was Doherty. No, not Doherty.
Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly.
Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly. That was
it. Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly.
Ding Dong, you be dead.
Yeah.
If you don't marry me, you be dead.
Oh, man. Who knew that Dublin, the old time Dublin accent, was the language of love? Literally, the resonance of love.
Somebody wanted to know, were you telling us how to propose or were you doing a Batman impression?
I'm the Batman.
If the Batman was from Dublin.
Robin, the old riddler's laugh for causing a terrible stir in O'Connell Street.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
You know the way, we're always mentioning these, people roll out surveys. They're always used for marketing things, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, people roll out surveys and then you find out it was, I don't know, an insurance company or a food company or something was behind us or whatever, right? And generally speaking, you know, there's not a lot in them. You know,
true.
Sometimes they're kind of interesting. There's one that came out today and it genuinely surprised both PJ and myself. Based on what was number one.
Number one. Jelly Babies are the number one sweet in Britain at the moment.
Jelly Babies.
They've made a huge comeback. The retro sweets from 160 years ago, you know, they're still around. 1864, they were created. And they're now back to being number one. The younger folks like them. They think they're deadly.
I've nothing against a Jelly Baby.
Neither do I, but I'm surprised.
I don't think I've ever bought... Jelly, you know what I mean?
Oh, I would have bought Jelly Babies.
Have
yeah.
you?
I'd always have a scoop in the old pick and mix, yeah. Yeah, I would, yeah, yeah. The fried eggs, the Jelly Babies, the wine gums, the soft gummy yolks, yeah, yeah. Maybe a couple of false teeth.
Right.
Banana chews. But yeah, they'd all go in, you know.
What are you, four, are you? Oh my God.
There's a pick and mix recipe.
There's an insight to a man who's like seeking solace in nostalgia there.
And if
I want
they
the banana bolts, I want the shields, or whatever they were called.
And if they have them, one very large jelly snake. But they don't always have them. They don't always have them, yeah.
God, I didn't realise I was dealing with somebody who was... I mean, you could be the curator of the Nostalgic Sweet Museum there.
Yeah.
Wow, you've rolled off names I haven't heard in donkeys yet.
If I'm in a spa or a centre or something like that, the old Star Mix or the Party Mix, have to go with them. Every so often, if I'm feeling a bit flahoolock, I'll get the National Natural Confectionery Company ones. But you need two bags of them.
Oh, right.
You really do. There's not a whole lot going on.
I honestly didn't believe there was this much depth in this story. I was just going to mention it in passing. Wow.
Are you serious? Passing? We're talking about jellies here, Jim. This isn't a throwaway topic.
Hey, somebody has suggested that Jelly Babies are nice and soft for all the turkey teeth.
Oh, yeah, all the turkey
teeth.
Is that a
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
People coming back from Turkey and they're a bit conscious of their new nashers. So they have to go for the soft sweets.
They have to go for the soft sweets, yeah. Oh, there's a bit of that. Now, the Haribo Jelly Babies...
I would have associated Jelly Babies, right, with
both
ends of the spectrum, but only either end, as in very young children or old people.
So toothless, but generally.
Sort of, yeah.
Jelly Babies.
Something where you could suck on it.
You can't, yeah.
If you didn't, you know.
Yeah, you could chew on
it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not averse to a Jelly Baby. I'm just saying. Oh. I wouldn't have. I'm surprised that they're the number one sweets.
I'm surprised as well. What I'd like to get to the bottom of is, are we talking about the Bassett's ones from way back, or Barrett's, whatever they are, where they're covered in sort of flowery stuff. Soft,
they
large.
They were the best ones.
Soft, large, great to chew. When, you see, this is it. Haribo, the small ones, very flavoursome. Very flavoursome.
Man,
just
you
hard
take
to get
your...
They're always mixed with the other stuff.
You so, really do have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I would normally eat around them and then save a huge mouthful of them for the end of the bag. Was how I would personally do it.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Wow.
Makes me wonder what's number one in Ireland as well. You know.
I mean, when you comes... know, like, you know the Haribo mix?
Haribo
you
mix,
love
yeah.
them, don't
I
you?
I love them. Absolutely love them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they'd be more chewy than your standard Jelly Baby.
They are more chewy, but they're definitely more flavoursome. There's more fruit going on, much more fruitier. They are much more fruitier, yeah.
Do you write this off as one of your five a day or something? Is that how you get justify this to yourself?
I'm not wearing bigger pants than I used to for no reason at all, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot to be said for them. And if you get the mix right then, if you're having a party mix, say, and you had your Jelly Babies and you've mixed it up with one of the milk bottles, you've kind of contradictory flavours. They don't really, you know, you've kind of messed it.
What
same with the fried eggs.
In the name
eggs.
Of God, it's happened to you.
Whereas if you do it with a gummy chew has a much better sort of a...
You're like a lad, you know, you could give a university course in chewable sweets, you.
Well, that's just
somebody
because...
else was saying Jelly Tots were amazing, but
they were amazing.
The trouble was they always stuck to your teeth.
I was stuck
they
to
were
teeth.
Very chewy now.
Yeah.
To be fair, they weren't, you know.
It was like when I asked your ma to get you some fruit pastilles and she came back with those hard gums and those things were so, you could stick a car onto a driveway with them. You know the way you'd bite them and it gets... And
like a wine gum?
Hard gum. Do you remember hard gum? And it got all the way around your teeth and you got to talk like this for about a week.
Do you know something? You're like a sommelier of childish sweets. He's literally. He's
a sommelier.
Like, I see that you're. I see you're having the fizzy cola bottles. May I recommend going with a banana boat?
Yeah,
to accompany.
If I was you, I would pair it with a fried egg and a banana chew.
Incredible, man.
Yeah.
What the depth of knowledge of childish sweets.
Well, I didn't really know it. I just knew what I liked. I will go with some sommelier from now on.
Yeah, you are a sommelier.
And I have to say, I'm delighted that it's been recognised.
Well, I'm bestowing upon you the rank of sommelier.
And not to knock your taste or anything, but the fact that he went with cola bottles. I mean, seriously, has anyone even seen a cola bottle since 1997?
How dare you? There's a WhatsApp in here about
that. Is there? Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, somebody, Ali has been on to say the shrimps. My God, the shrimps. Talky goodness.
Chalky goodness.
Goodness.
Yeah, I like the shrimps, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd have a handful of them.
Would you? I don't even know what they are.
Oh, they're good, yeah. Yeah.
We've literally driven Darren to head for jellies.
Oh, go for it, yeah.
Midget gems. Says Dave and Cabotili.
Yeah, I have to say again, once again, it depends on the manufacturer. Some midget gems are very, very chewy and get stuck to your teeth, whereas other, the softer midget gem.
I still understand what
good.
You spent your years of your younger life doing. Imagine if you'd have channeled your knowledge of childish sweets into, you know, I don't know, school or something.
And what?
That level of learning.
And misspent my youth like you, sucking on bullseyes. Chomping on fruit salads like you knew what you were eating.
Well,
no way.
Kevin in Dublin 9 thinks that the Bassett Jelly Babies are the best, red and orange being his particular favourites.
I know what you're saying, and they're definitely a delectable sweet with great tradition, but I have to say, I think they were surpassed by the Haribo. I genuinely do.
Also, somebody has says the white powder around Jelly Babies is called starch.
Right, I didn't know it was starch.
That's
yeah.
According to Glenn, and he thinks they're horrible.
Well, horrible is a bit harsh, but, you know, you are free to go back to whatever wham bar you were raised on.
Carl has gone for Roundtree's fruit gums.
Fruit gums.
They are definitely very much the... somebody else has gone chewy. For fruit gums as well. Both saying they were the cause of many, many a filling.
Fruit gums are very hard to get off the teeth. Very hard.
Less filling, you'd need a full replacement. They'd take the teeth and all, not just the innards of your teeth.
You need a screwdriver to get them off your molars. You know, they get so tacky.
Yeah.
They really
do. You see,
do.
This is the point I was trying to make here. This is, Maria's just been on. Say, lads, you think PJ was reviewing some, you know, 100-year-old bottle of wine. He's so passionate. It's only a Jelly Baby.
Only a Jelly Baby. And I suppose Shakespeare was only a poet. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else says bonbons, the round ones. You can't forget. I did like a bonbon.
Of course, you
I did like
yeah,
a bonbon.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you say? Of course, I did.
Because
what's wrong
again,
with a bonbon?
Nobody's had a bonbon since like 1974 or something. You know, it is. I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions, and like you shouldn't judge anyone really, especially on these things. But it is a poverty sweet. And
excuse me, a bonbon came in numerous colours, and there was the yellows, the pinks and the whites. Mm. They had that delectable little kind of, you know, that powdery outside, and then,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. In my experience, kids who enjoyed bonbons were the same kids who would eat their granny's cough sweets by the packet and think they had a treat, you know.
And by the way,
sit there and have a whole pack of Strepsils and go, mmm, and wonder why they were breathing clearly for the next 3 months.
Hannah in Cork has said that blue and pink fizzy cola bottles or the original even fizzy cola bottles. So yeah. I'm not alone in, you know, having once had a penchant for a fizzy cola bottle.
Okay, look, I'm not going to say they're terrible.
Even
they're
a
fine.
Non-fizzy cola bottle.
Very retro. There is a larger, softer, unfizzy cola bottle that I think surpasses the others. But look, you do what you suits you. If you like the other ones, knock yourself out and enjoy your chicken balls every night for dinner.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There you go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. What is does the week ahead have anything exciting for you?
I hope not. I hope not.
No.
I don't think there's no plans that I am yet aware. You're not going to make
this qualifies as downtime for you, does it?
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to do as little as possible now before Kelly goes back to work.
I can never decide whether you actually want to do things or whether, like.
I never know.
Sometimes you embrace the idea of having nothing to do, and then it starts, and you just get really bored really quickly. It's very similar to your attitude to temperature. It's nearly always too hot or too cold. There doesn't appear to be a sweet spot.
Yeah,
for
that's
you.
True. Yeah, it's always extremes, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no sort of normal momentum to anything. Yeah,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
you can't do. You're either too hot or too cold.
Yeah, that's true in all aspects of life.
Yeah,
emotionally, you know, temperature.
Yeah.
Like humour, all of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's always too much or too little.
That's probably exactly what your dad meant when he said you were a shit shite and a
swing
swan.
Yeah, too much or too little.
That's what it was. It was like a shit shite or a swing swan.
He's always up or down, that bleeding thing. I don't know what's going on with him.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.